Okay, we're back as my original self, and we're not going to take any, we didn't take anything out of the 1, 2, and 3 segments, even where I said take it out. No, the father said, no, leave it in. So I know, I don't care what people think about me. I know the people of the light are going to love me. And, you know, I've always said I want to be who I am. I want people to know who I am. I don't want someone to know the fake who I am, you know. And when I was Einstein, I had problems talking. There were certain words I wasn't able to speak. And it took me a long time before I could speak. Even in this incarnation, it took me a long time, and I had to go to speech therapy. And there's a lot of words I was not able to say. And so that's another reason why I don't like to read from a teleprompter or from anything like that. Once I know that the Christ is coming through me and giving me the information, I feel comfortable. But if I have to rely on notes, I'm in trouble. You know, I'm in trouble. So I think a lot of people, you had to go through that experience with me to show proof that that those statements I've been saying over the years that I don't have notes is true, because once I do, I get myself into trouble. Okay, so here, we're going to talk about health and what I've learned about health. And there are people who are witches. There's no question. And they're bad. And some of them are really bad. And they can throw stuff on people to make them die. So very recently, I had no idea. I had between 6 or 10 angels of death on me. And I had no idea. I was suffering. I was going through so much pain. Every day I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to die. I got to be in an ambulance. This is in the last year. It was almost weekly, every 2 weeks. I'm in my head. I'm gonna die in hospital. Something's gonna happen. But I had to clear a whole bunch of other layers of energy off me, a lot of it, before I can get to these angels of death. And these angels of death, I mean, they really wanted me to go through something horrific. For example, what day is this? I think it happened this week. Okay, I think it happened this week. So I was supposed to have a very bad car accident on Highway 427 in Toronto. And the person who had cursed me, I said to my wife, I said, my God, I said, she's cursing me right now. She wants me to have a car accident. I said, oh my God, she's busy. And then it was within 25 minutes, whatever, she sends me a text. She said, I just had a thought of you and your wife having a car accident. And I showed my wife the text. And this is why I'm staying away from everybody, because I've been under so much constant attack. And I didn't want the people who are... I was visiting them at the homes to be under the same sort of attack. And this is very serious. And so I was, that day, this week, I think it was a Tuesday, I was supposed to have the car accident. They were supposed to pull me out of the wreck. Then the next day, they were supposed to amputate my leg, one of my legs. And then about a day or 2 days later, I would die. That was the contract with this angel. It was an angel of death on me. And I had no idea this was on me. No idea at all. And, you know, I'm not told everything right away, but yet I'm supposed to go through some sort of experience so I can say, I know. So the next day, after the date I was supposed to have that car accident, my legs started to really start giving symptoms of pain, like really bad. And I said, Father, is this a problem? am I going to likely lose the leg if I don't get a healing from you? And he said, yes. And with the penalty verified, if I didn't do the healing, would I, well, number one, would I be alive right now? The answer is no. And would I have lost a leg? The answer is yes, I would have lost a leg. And I'm saying, oh my God. And so, Father, are you going to allow me, are you going to allow me to do a healing? And he said, yes. He increased my guess, my responsibility. And so I got, I was able to get the energy off me. And so as I got the energy off me, it was really, really, like really nutso. So my legs started to feel somewhat but better, but I knew I was, I wasn't worried. Then I had, part of my sickness for about 6 months, I had a angel of death that was going to give me ALS. And this was really tough. You know, and this was another reason why I was staying away from people. But I got rid of the ALS. I don't have it anymore. But I was stumbling. I was my balance was really, really bad. And my lower legs was very weak. And then I had these sessions of uncontrolled crying. I would cry. But I couldn't tell anyone about this, but this was really, really terrible. And my wife would say, why are you crying? I have no idea. I just felt sadness. And so the other day, my wife I came down and I said, honey, I've got ALS. I've got that disease. And then she looked it up on Google. She always Googles everything. So she Googles, you know, we speak to Dr. Google. And so she, one of the symptoms was this crying episodes. Then she says, now I know, I understand. So needless to say, yesterday I got rid of my ALS. Take the pen and verify. It's either yesterday or today I got rid of my ALS. Did I get rid of it? Yeah, I got rid of it. I know I got rid of it. And that was an angel of death on me. That was an angel of death. Then I had other stuff. I had cancer for diabetes, a stroke, other amputations, blood clots, heart disease, to be murdered. I had one to be murdered, and I was supposed to be murdered 3 weeks ago by this one person. And I'm still dealing with that situation, but this was crazy. So now I'm clearing everything off me. I'm clearing everything off me, and these are not my debts. These are not my spiritual debts. These are these individuals just threw these angels of death on me, and I had no idea. I have no idea why she could have so much power. And then he starts telling me about witches and warlocks, which I just don't like. I don't like to have a conversation on this topic because they're really. I mean, they are malicious. They are malicious, and they are relentless, and they don't stop. I've got a family out there. You know, the kids and the parents are either witches or warlock, and it's like crazy. So I said, Father, you want me to do your work, but I can't be thinking I'm going to be in an ambulance every day. I can't do my work, plus I'm helping my clients heal. And so he got rid of everything on me. Everything. Is everything off me? Right? Yeah, yes. Everything's off me. There's one other thing that's on me that I can't help. I'm going to die with that after I'm 84 years old. So that's the only thing that's on me. But the other stuff, like immediate, I'm good now. And the only other thing he says, I confirm, he says, Brian, do not drink cow's milk and don't have dairy. That's very, very, very bad for you. And so that's, I have to live with that. But I love cow's milk. And I love dairy. I love cheese. And he says, no, this, you need to stop doing it. This is your own doing. If you get sick because you drink the milk or you eat the cheese, it's your own doing. So these entities, and so my clients now are going to be receiving these Angel of Death healings now, coming in a few weeks, and it's so crazy. And then I remember there was one case, a person that was healed of Addison's disease some time ago, 10 years ago. She's still healed. She's fantastic. We love her. And when she got healed, she started bawling her eyes out. And I thought I did something to her or I said something wrong. And I said, "What's wrong?" She just cried. She says, "I feel no pain. I feel no pain." And I don't know if you can understand what that means. If you've been in pain all the time, then all of a sudden, in a matter of seconds, there's no more pain in the body. And that was the case. That was the case. But when she got healed, there was three energies that came off three different glands in the body, which I was surprised at that time that the energy that makes people sick would attack the person's glands. And it always comes in groups of three. And you could have 10 groups of three, you can have three groups of three, but whatever that number is these three energies that I can't even describe it as a demon or anything like that. It's just a sickness energy. And it's connected to Angel of Death. And in every case, before you get sick, before anyone that gets sick, in every case, he's coming through me. Everyone that has cancer, there is a Angel of Death assigned to them. And the Angel of Death comes in first. Then I understand the Angel of Death triggers the disease, something like that. I'm still learning. I still have to. So when you do the pendulum, just understand I'm still exploring what the truth is on that. So having said that, there is something that's called a God curse. And a God curse is not good to have. And the God curse, if it's really bad, there is an Angel of Death attached to it. A God curse Angel of Death. And these God curses is for you to go through sowing and reaping, and in this case, to go through something bad. It could be a car accident. It could be a disease. It could be even someone commit murder, killing you, whatever. It's just part of, maybe because you killed someone in another incarnation, you got to go through and you have to be murdered. There's so many different reasons why you would get a God curse. But if you do get a God curse, it's not good. But if you get a non-God curse, I can help. That's where I can help the person. And so we got some very serious miracles coming forward. And it's because of the Angel of Death. We have to lift the Angel of Death. And attached to the Angel of Death, there's these three energies, these dark energies, that is working, that's making the person sick. And in order for me to do this healing, there has to be an offset. You know, I have to destroy the energy. The energy has to be destroyed. And another part of the matrix, there's the same set of energy somewhere else, which I'm going to explain it deeper, that has to be destroyed. So I have to, for the person to be healed, two sets of energy has to be destroyed, which is attached to another person. And again, I'm going to explain that, because the reason why I can't explain it, because I don't know what I'm talking about, and I just learned this. And so another program in the future, I will be able to explain what that's all about. But right now, I don't have a clue. And so it's good news. It's good news. And some of the politicians, and some of them, one of them, I won't say the person's name. I mentioned his name earlier. And he has an Angel of Death on him for cancer, one of the politicians of Canada. So if he listens to this broadcast, he'll know that it's him. And he's going to have to make a choice, die or live. I'm not being funny. It's the truth. This thing is very serious. It's just like I could have went to the doctor, and when my leg was swollen up, And that doctor would end up coming in saying, I have to take your leg off. And what am I going to do? Yeah, what am I going to do? Just lie there and cry. Because he or she, the doctor, won't be able to save my leg. That energy on me is going to take the leg. That same type of energy that's on patients that has an energy to kill the patient of cancer. There's no cure. There's no cure ever to be found to save that person with cancer. That energy is going to kill the person. That's what I do know. That's what I live with. And I've had so many different diseases. I've had them all lifted off me. Then I get attacked from a different set of whatever. Then I got lifted off me again. So that's what I've been dealing with. So in the new year, if you are in need, you'll know why. If it's written for you to come and see me, that's the only way you can come and see me. If it's not written for you to come and see me, you won't be able to see me. And I hope that I'm going to be able to visit people soon, my friends, come to your homes and say nice things and get back to how it was before. But it's been a very tough time. I'm not intentionally avoiding anyone. I'm actually saving your life. You may not understand that, but I am saving your life. And for all of you who have supported me through the years, thank you very much. And please continue to do this. And all of you that are seeing me right now, every one of you, all of you can honestly say that if you weren't coming to see me through the years, you would be dead. And with the pen and verify that, my clients right now, if they never came and saw me, would they all be dead? Right. They may be the one that's would still be there, but let's just say 90%. 90% would be dead. Right? 90%. Yeah, so that's it. That is the truth. So until then, I don't think we're going to do another broadcast until after January 15th. And please be safe. And when you speak of other people, speak kind words. And know that if you're looking for free will, you get it from God. And how do you do that? You let go of your anger and your revenge towards others. And you do good things for others and yourself too. And don't be malicious and don't speak poorly about somebody. And if you don't have anything nice to say about a person, say nothing. Those words can come back to haunt you. And I'm asking all Canadians. We have a prime minister in office. He's had a very tough go. And he's going to have to make some hardcore decisions. Christine Freeland, she resigned because of bad karma. She had to go through that. It had nothing to do with Trudeau. She's going through bad karma. Mark Carney, he too is bad karma. Our prime minister has good karma. This is not him going through bad karma. And he's going to have to reshuffle, which he's going to do, I understand, tomorrow, his cabinet. And a lot of those cabinet ministers will be going through bad karma. But he is not going through any bad karma. And those who support Trudeau, and the Pelham people verify this, one who supports Trudeau you sincerely support Trudeau, will you have favoritism from the spiritual council? Big, big time. And the ones that aggressively attack our prime minister will go through their bad karma earlier. And Pelham verify that. That's it. So I'm just saying to all of you, don't speak poorly against our politicians. Don't speak poorly against me. And just speak of love. And we have to stay together as one. There was a poll that was recently taken where Canadians were asked if they would mind if they became the 51st state. It was 30% that said yes. All of that 30%, they're all going through bad karma. All of them. Everyone who said yes, they're going through bad karma. So you just have to understand what it is. This is not where we have 100% free will. This is not the case. We're in the matrix. This is where we either receive our good karma or receive bad karma. Or we get freed of taking on someone else's bad karma. And a lot of you have been freed from taking on someone else's bad karma just from the 80 million witches and warlocks. They've been, for the most part, shut down. And when they die, they're going to hell, and they are no longer untouchable. This is going to make this whole planet a lot safer for ourselves, for our kids, for people of the light. It's going to be a lot safer. So I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to say goodbye to this book. This book, I'm saying goodbye. And I don't want to see this book again for a long time. And I'm not, to the best of my ability, I'm not going to do another broadcast where I got to read and pronounce names that I normally would not say. And it's kind of embarrassing. I have to say, no, the short guy. I mean, the short guy. What's his name? The short guy. You know, I mean, it's, at the moment, it was very funny. But that is the same problem that I had when I was Albert Einstein. You know, it's the same problem. And that's part of who I am. It's a genetic program. It's the crystal lattice working through me. That's who I am. And I just have to accept it. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not. I thought it was funny, and I think I'm gonna, when I listen to it myself, I'm gonna probably laugh even harder. You know, I need a good laugh. So any time where I said, don't take it out, it's gonna be there. Okay. So, but I'm only gonna make one more change. I won't tell you what it is, but the Father said take it out. So I'm making one change. So, okay, I love you guys. It is the 19th, and Merry Christmas to everyone, and Happy New Year. Thank you. I see the moon. Does an angel contemplate my faith? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Where I'm right or wrong, down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that save me. I'm loving angels instead. Wow. When I'm feeling weak,
Thank you.